We're truly grateful for the presence of each one this morning, thankful that we could assemble here for one purpose, and that is to worship God in spirit and in truth, to remember the suffering of Jesus as He died for our sins, making it possible that He purchased the church, which we can be members today. We can come together to magnify, glorify, and exalt the name of God, the God who created this universe, who created us, who loved us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for our sins. Thankful that we can assemble here today for this distinct purpose. Grateful for those who are visiting. Thankful that you're here to worship with us in spirit and in truth. If you will, turn to 1 Peter, the second chapter. 1 Peter, chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful that we can remember the sacrifice of Jesus and remember the benefits of that sacrifice in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The idea here is laying aside. That means that there is a work. There is a work in progress. It isn't something that we just do one time, but it is a work in progress. And so the question we raise this morning is, what work should be in progress in our lives? Notice the first thing the work that should be in progress in our life is dealing with sin. Notice he says, laying aside all malice and guile, hypocrisies, envies, and evil speakings. What he's saying is that we need to work at laying aside all these past sins of our lives. Look with me in Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, the third chapter. Notice what Paul says in verse 13. He says, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. What was Paul trying to forget in his life? He was trying to forget that he was the chief of sinners. Paul had sinned against God in rebelling against Jesus, persecuting the church. He said, I'm working at forgetting my past. I'm dealing with laying aside my past. We all have to work at laying aside the sins of the past. Sometimes those sins want to come back, the guilt. They come back and haunt us, even though God has forgiven us. He has said this is a work in progress of dealing with past sins. God has forgotten, God has forgiven. And he says we have to press on. So we have to learn how to live the present life, separated from those sins of the past. But look in 2 Peter 2 and 20. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20. He said, for after they have escaped the pollutions of the world. Now these people had escaped the pollution through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, they are again entangled therein. They had dealt with their past sins. But as they dealt with their past sins, they said, we want to go back. We want to go back and live like we lived in the past. Is there anyone here today who wants to go back and live in sin, rebelling against God and the church, like you did before you became a Christian? So there's the work in progress. So they worked at returning to their sinful way of living. And so it is a work in progress that we deal with the sins of the past, that we press on to live above sin. But look at the second thing he says in 1 Peter 2, in verse 2. He says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Notice he says, desiring the word, he says, as newborn babes. Look at this. Paul says, or Peter says, what I'm doing, I'm working. I'm a work in progress of remembering that I made the best decision in my life. I have become a newborn babe in Christ. Is there any greater decision that a person can make than to become a newborn babe in Christ? To become a Christian. To put Christ on. Look at Romans 6, verse 3. Look what Paul wanted to remember. He said, therefore, know ye not, verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Paul was a work in progress of desiring to know that he had made the best decision in his life was to be baptized into Christ and raised to walk in the newness of life. He's a new creature in Christ. He's been born of the water and of the Spirit. His name has been enrolled in heaven. He's a child of God. Christ has added him to the church. This is the greatest decision that you and I will ever make in our life. It's the most important decision because it determines our eternity. And so it becomes a work in progress to remember that when we were baptized into Christ to become a newborn babe, we made the best decision that we ever made. I made that decision when I was 12 years old. I remember during our gospel meeting in July, I believe it was on the fourth Sunday, we didn't have a baptistry. So after service, there were about four or five, six of us that had responded, young people. We drove about 2 miles to a little lake, beautiful water. We often went there to swim during the week. But the water just gradually got deeper. The water was so clear. Even where we were standing to be baptized, you could see the bottom, the little rocks. I remember going down under that water and coming up out of that water. The feeling that I had. I was a newborn babe in Christ. The greatest decision that I will ever make in my life. Being a member of Christ's body. To be a newborn babe. To be a child of God. Born again. Nothing compares with it. We can take that to the judgment. We can take that with us into eternity. But I remember, look in Acts 26 and 28. Here was Agrippa. He said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Think He had to remember all of his life. He never became a newborn babe in Christ. How many people go to the grave remembering, I never became a Christian. I never became a newborn babe in Christ. I never rose to walk in the newness of life. I remember when we were in Huntsville, Alabama, visiting with a man. He said, August, he said, the worst decision that I ever made, he was in his 30s, had contacted TB, had a trachea. He'd asked the doctor about being baptized. He said, it's dangerous. He said, if you were to be submerged underwater, one drop of water would kill you. He said, I wouldn't advise it. He never did. He said, August, I hope that you'll tell young people, don't make that mistake. He remembered that is his greatest mistake. He said, I was raised in the church. Parents took him to church every Sunday. But he said, I never obeyed the gospel. He said, I wanted to, I almost did, but I never made that decision. He said, tell people, don't make that mistake. And so we become a work in progress where we can desire the word to know that we made the best decision in our life to put Christ on in baptism, to become a newborn babe in Christ. And then he says the third thing, if so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. The work in progress here is the work of depending on the Lord, depending on the grace of God, knowing that the Lord is gracious. We're dependent upon His grace today. Look in 1 John 1 in verse 9. As children of God, look at the grace of God that is bestowed upon us. He says, if we confess our sins as children of God, we sin every day. There isn't a day that goes by that I do not sin. Notice what he says in verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Every one of us sins every day. And so we become a work in progress of depending on the grace of Jesus. He says, if we confess our sins, we repent of them. He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that beautiful? That's the advantage that we have. That's our work in progress. That as children of God, we repent of our sins and pray. And the Lord forgives us with His grace. But look with me to 1 Timothy 1 and verse 19. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. He said, holding faith and a good conscience, which some have been put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Look at this. Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered unto Satan. Look where they were depending on themselves. They were not depending on the Lord. They were not depending on the grace of God. They made shipwreck of their faith. They wanted no connection with Jesus. They wanted no connection with His grace and mercy. They died that way. We are a work in progress. So that you and I are dealing with sin, trying to live above sin, making it a practice. The work of desiring the word to know that we've obeyed the gospel that makes us a child of God, the best decision that we'll ever make in becoming a child of God. Have you made that decision this morning? Maybe you've been almost persuaded at times. You've thought about it. You wanted to. Let today be the day. Let this morning be the morning in which you come forward and say, I believe with all my heart, Jesus Christ, to be the Son of God. I want to repent of my sins. I want to confess that I believe with all my heart, Jesus, to be the Son of the living God. I want to be baptized into the death of Christ, there knowing my sins are washed away by His blood, raised to walk in the newness of life, added to His church, knowing that I'm a child of God, a newborn babe in Christ. Don't make the mistake of resisting that and failing to carry that with you to the grave. And then thirdly, we're a work in progress, depending on Jesus. If you're here today, a child of God that's drifted away, you need to come forward and say, I haven't been living right. I need the prayers of the church. I need to be renewed in my zeal, my faith, my dedication, my commitment. I want to draw closer to the church. I want to draw closer to the Lord. I need the prayers of the church today. What we're doing is working out our own salvation. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, would you come as together we stand and sing?